The International Olympic Committee announced earlier this month that bandy would be an exhibition sport at the 2006 Winter Games. Bandy is an old game. It was played in England 200 years ago. It spread throughout Europe, and Minnesotans started playing it in the early 80s, but it really hasn't caught on in America. Chris Middlebrook is head coach and captain of the U.S. bandy team. He says bandy is a combination of soccer, field hockey, and ice hockey.
It's played on an ice rink the size of a soccer field, with 10 skaters and a goalie, all the players, of course, wearing skates. Unlike hockey, the players are using sticks like field hockey sticks, and they're hitting a small, hard ball.
Is bandy a high-scoring game?
Bandy can be a high-scoring game. I mean, certainly there can be games that are 1-0, but it's a very offensive-minded game. The nets are 7 feet high and 11 feet wide, and when the players shoot the ball, they shoot it like a golf ball, and they can shoot it up to 120 miles an hour with accuracy. So scores can be as high as 16-10, things like that.
What's the essential challenge of bandy? In basketball, the hoop is just high enough, so it's hard to put the ball in. What makes this a well-crafted sport?
Skating is the key to the game, and of course, you can move very fast on ice. Players have longer blades than they do in ice hockey. They almost have blades as long as speed skates with that much blade on the ice, so they aren't constantly having to move their legs to maintain their speed. And what makes it an art is that you cannot check, unlike ice hockey, and you can't use your stick as a weapon to hook or hold or slash. So consequently, if you can't skate as fast as the other player, you are beat.
Is there some graceful move, some display of athleticism that's particularly bandy?
Yes, there is. And that would be, in bandy, you can play the ball in the air. It's stroke like a golf ball to try and play it over the defending players so that your player is moving full speed can come down and catch the ball on his stick in the air at full speed behind the defenders with only the goalie to beat. That is something very unique to bandy.
What country has the best bandy team? Who would you really dread going up against?
Well, the Russians have the best bandy team at this point in time. They've just won the world championships this past March in Oulu, Finland. But even though they're the best team, we basically dread going against the Swedes because they're almost as good as the Russians and they're merciless.
What kind of reaction do you get at parties when people ask you about bandy?
Well, a better reaction than when they ask me what I do for a living, which is an injury lawyer. But I think some people are amazed that there can be a sport that is so big in other countries that is actually played here in the U.S. and has had a national team for 20 years, but they've never heard of the sport.
It sounds like this is basically non-contact hockey on a big field. Can you see something like this taking off in the U.S.?
There certainly is contact. I think the point is that you're not allowed to actively attempt to check the other player. One of the beauties of the game, and I play defender, and you're seeing their player trying to cut through four or five of our players. And if you can read exactly where he's going to be, you can then place yourself there. Then that is absolutely legal, and it is big-time contact.
You know, I think it might do okay in the U.S.
Well, you know, it is. The U.S. does play a style of bandy that is a little different than the rest of the world. It's much more physical here because we can't break away from our hockey roots.
Chris Middlebrook is coach and captain of the U.S. bandy team and president of the American Bandy Association.